This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Mark and the Money Podcast, episode, hey, Amanda, 150.
Nice.
Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your master financial coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. My brain kind of got ahead of itself there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sorry about that. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great for the holidays?
Yeah, I am. I finished all of my shopping the day after Black Friday for all my nieces and nephews. So that's done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. The stores are packed.
Are they?
I am going to drive out today. I hate going out in the real world. It's weird. But I'm going out there. It's amazing how much traffic is going out there. People are buying.
Yeah.
People are definitely buying out there shopping.
Well, a lot of it's online, too.
Yeah. I do like the online where you go pick it up so it's ready. So I don't have to go check. I don't have to drive all over the place to make sure they have it. Yeah. I personally avoid Amazon. Don't judge me. I will use them as last resort. I definitely use Walmart way ahead of them for electronics. I use Best Buy. Oh my God. By the way, I'm not an investor, even though I don't have their stock knowingly. It might be a mutual fund. They have really done a good job adapting to the new economy, internet, and up against Amazon. Because I tell you what, that company, they're tracking. I get tons of notifications. It's easy. They will price match. And here's one thing they do now, which we may or may have talked about. If the store, local store has it, they just hire one of those local Uber guys. And it just shows up even on Sunday morning. It's sitting out on my front door. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they definitely are doing very well with it. Walmart's doing great. I just like to see companies do well against Amazon because it balances everything out.
Mm-hmm. And you love Costco.
That goes without saying. I got to go there today, too. That place is a nut house. I've seen more traffic at Costco, even outside of holidays.
Yeah.
It just seems busier and busier. And that company is doing well.
It's even busy on like middle of the week nights, you know.
Yeah, it's like
where it used to be dead at night.
What? Why is that? You know, this is how they used to pick stocks back in the day. They would sit in parking lots, sit at the mall and watch the foot traffic. How many people go into a store and how many walk out with a bag? Which now everything is digital. They have all that data. But I'm looking around like, oh, my God, retail is kicking butt. Yeah. Anyway. It's just an observation. It just seems like a lot of people are out shopping and going in debt. We have four more questions.
Yeah, you, four questions today. All right. Question one. I heard about paying off the house early, but with a different strategy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I knew you'd like this one.
There's one strategy. Pay off your house.
Just pay it off. Yeah.
Send your mortgage company money. That's the strategy.
But how about we just get fancy, huh?
Okay. Yeah, let's see what this is. Okay. Basically, opening a brokerage account and putting extra money into that. And then when the fund grows large enough to pay off the house, to use it on that. Can anyone go over the pros and cons of the strategy as opposed to paying down the mortgage directly?
I can think of one big negative right off the bat.
Yeah.
You're literally going to Vegas and putting your money on the roulette table. You're assuming, because of what you saw in the last year, you're assuming you're going to make money in this stock market. That's not true.
And even if you do, it has to outpace the interest rate that you're paying on your mortgage.
And then you got to pay taxes on your gains.
Yeah.
Your capital gains. So
this is like the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Hopefully everyone just followed what we just said. I know we kind of slammed them a little bit. We piled on. But the matter is.
Well, we're not slamming them. We're slamming whoever suggested this to them. I'm glad this person is asking us because, whoever they're listening to. Yeah, as a financial idiot.
See, I brought this up before. The money has been easy during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, the recovery. I mean, we made big percentages in our mutual funds. That's not normal, people. Yeah. You can lose Just because you put money in a brokerage account does not guarantee anything. Please don't do that.
I
you
can't
need
even
that money.
Think of one single pro on this.
I can't either. I think it's a horrible idea. Horrible.
Horrible.
Have we slammed this? Can you just pay? How about you take your extra money and just put it on top of the principal and go that way? That'd be a neat idea. I know it's boring, but it does work, by the way, and saves money because you're drawing down the balance at what, you know, gradually.
Yeah. And then you're saving yourself extra interest payments.
Yeah.
Anyway, just pay your mortgage company.
Pay it off.
I don't usually get this riled up, but this one really.
I thought you would like that one. Question number two. Maybe.
It's mind boggling how people like, you know what? It would be really easy to just pay the mortgage company, but you know, let me try and complicate things.
Yeah. Let me go out to Vegas
and lose money along the way.
Red seven. I'm going to play craps. Let me see what happens.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody thinks money. Oh, I'm just going to buy me some Bitcoin. I know what's going up. Guess what happened last night? As we're recording this,
I have no idea because
it dropped 15% overnight last night.
Ouch.
It went from 65 to 55 overnight. As the date we're recording this in early December, it's been doing a gradual decline for a while. So, no, there's no guarantee out there.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Just pay it off. Be debt free.
Whereas if you send your money directly to your mortgage company, you are guaranteed that money will reduce your mortgage and reduce your interest payments. It's a guarantee.
Question number two.
Oh my gosh, I can't. All right, weirdest questions ever for
this
today?
One might be just as good as the first one.
This is just as good. Okay. Do you guys have a backup car in case you need it? My husband and I have three cars. All are paid off. Well, thank heavens. Okay. Yeah. And I'm trying to convince him to sell one, and he's afraid to in case we might need it. We are debt-free and rebuilding our emergency fund, but I just feel like we don't need it and can get a good amount of cash for a third car with the shortage. You don't need a spare car.
She's right. He's wrong.
What? Yeah. So you're paying insurance on a car that's sitting in your driveway doing nothing. Right. You're paying annual registrations and fees on it. You're paying maintenance fees on it in case you might need it. No, if you might need a car or to repair a car, that's what your emergency fund is for.
Right.
I don't understand.
If your car is in the shop, well, there's Uber, which is still cheaper than owning a third car.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 2021, 22, you do not need extra cars laying around as backups.
Honestly, right now is the time to sell too. I mean, there is such a shortage of used cars on the market that you can probably get a premium.
Oh yeah.
Sell your car.
Those used cars cost as much as the new ones.
Mm-hmm. Sell it.
Sell it. Make money on it right now. They will take your car right now. CarMax, what are the other ones? Vroom.
Yeah.
Man, you go on there right now.
I am a big fan of you don't need more vehicles than the number of drivers in your house.
Yeah, that seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Hell, I got a car I never use. I don't even know why I even own a car right now.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but I'm like, I never drive. I have to drive today just to drive it. So stupid. So stupid. Where are these electric car robot things where I pick up my phone and it's supposed to show up? When is that supposed to happen? They keep talking about this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sell your car. I'm with you. Now you've heard it from us as well. You can play this recording for your for your spouse.
Yeah, good luck with that. Hey, we'll take a quick break. Hopefully the next two questions are more, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm actually enjoying myself. So let's go with the insanity today.
We'll be back with more Rock on the Money.
There, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to three qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money. Are you all back together? Amanda, are you ready for the next two questions?
I'm ready. I hope they're just as enjoyable as the first two.
Check us out on the website, rockonthemoney.com. And also, please follow our page, facebook.com/rockonthemoney, where we want to get to 10,000 followers. We're at six. I need 4,000 more.
6,000. Yeah, we don't have just six.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's all about the wording. Yeah. Just as well, I need 10,000.
That would be really sad and pathetic if we only had six followers.
Mark Zuckerberg says I need 10,000 followers. So I'm trying, Mark. All right. Question number three.
I am seeking advice. I wonder if this is also going to be a marital dispute we're going to get into the middle of. Should I be exploring the possibility of buying a newer car with low miles or drive my 2012 Malibu with 110,000 miles? My car is well maintained, no issues. I am driving 240 miles of interstate once a month to check on my mom. I bought my Malibu new and have been the only driver, no accidents.
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah, this is easy. I don't keep.
Why do you need to get rid of this car?
Yeah, 110,000 miles isn't even that big of a deal nowadays. If it's running well and you have no issues, keep it.
And you're only driving 240 miles a month?
Yeah.
This thing could last you another 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Unless you're dying to have another car. I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't look into another new car until I need one.
Only driver. Mine's a 2013, only a year older than this. Newer. Oh. Newer, it's got the same mileage on it. And I'll be lucky if I do 240 the whole year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. My husband's truck is a 2012 and it's just over 100,000 miles as well. And the thought hasn't even crossed our mind to look at a new one.
No.
Yeah.
There are cars out there, Amanda. I'm telling you, I probably sent you a picture too, haven't I?
I certainly wouldn't be looking for a car right now.
No.
If I didn't have to.
I think that's the better point of this question is the used car prices right now are so expensive. If you can wait, only buy a car if you absolutely have to right now. I would not buy anything for another 2 years.
And we certainly never advise to buy a new car, but even the new cars right now are coming out with fewer features because of the chip shortage.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't want any of those cars. If I'm buying a new car, I want everything on it. I want all the chips. I want the navigation. I want the whole thing.
Don't skimp. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I would even keep an eye on a couple of years from now when you're buying used. This might not be the model year you want to look at.
Yeah. Question four.
Yes, I have $10,000 to invest, but I can't decide if I should open a brokerage account or a cash management account with Fidelity. If brokerage, what funds should I invest in? Be kind with your comments. I am new into investing. Oh, man. I guess we have a reputation for tearing people up, huh?
Wait, you know what? It might have been that last podcast. No, it was this one we just did. This goes back to the previous podcast, 149. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
And why is it always Fidelity? Everybody's going to Fidelity, which is good.
Fidelity, Vanguard, and
Schwab.
Thank you.
Which is who I use. Yeah. And by the way, just so people know, we've been saying Fidelity a lot. We are not sponsored by Fidelity. We have no relationship. It's showing up in the questions. So
yeah.
$10,000 to invest. Okay. So let's say you can't decide between a brokerage account or a cash management account. So basically what they probably should ask,
do you have an IRA?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Because you need to put $6,000 a year into an IRA. If you're eligible for the Roth IRA, I would go with Roth because then all your money will gain tax-free and you won't have to pay any income tax when you withdraw from it. Have you taken care of your IRA? But the answer is going to be the same whether you put it in the IRA or a standard straight run-of-the-mill brokerage account. the S&P 500 index fund is the easiest way to do your investing.
Yep, that or better. And because we're at the end of the year, Amanda, 6,000 now, 4,000 next month.
That's right. That's right. That's a great point. So you could do 6,000 now and then, well, you only have 4,000 left over. But
4,000.
You're full 4,000 in January. And then it's all in an IRA, which is, you know, a tax advantaged retirement fund.
And within that IRA, they can do the brokerage account with it.
That's right.
So it's the best of all worlds. However,
IRAs are very flexible. You can invest in stocks. You can invest in mutual funds. You can invest in ETFs. You have the full range of options within an IRA.
But please don't become a day trader, people.
No.
Pick the right thing and leave it alone and keep dumping money into it. Don't be a Robin Hooder, please. I mean, that's
Last episode, we talked about Fidelity's S&P 500 ETF. The trading symbol is FXAIX.
Right. And you can put that into Yahoo. I go to Yahoo Finance and you can pop that in there and compare it with other mutual funds. So just look at the bars. Is there anything above that bar or below it? If it's below, don't do it. If it goes above it, then you can consider that. But remember, long term does it say above it, not just this month. It's got to be a long term. There's a lot of funds that are very well that do that. So, but that's how you do it. So 10,000, there you go. There's your answer. Hovered in 21 and 22, 10,000. So 6,000 this year, 4,000 next year. Then you only need 2,000 more to max it out again.
Yeah.
Easy.
Great. Good job saving up.
That's awesome. New to investing. And I would also invite you to get some books. We have some books on our website. We do get an affiliate thing through Amazon. So full disclosure, but it's our 10 favorite books on investing and money management, including Dave Ramsey books. But go to rockonthemoney.com/books. And we have our 10 lists. We got to probably update that. I don't know if there's any other
maybe a little, but I mean, these are most of them are classics, and that's not going to change. They're foundational.
Every book on that list has sold millions and millions of copies.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Amanda.
All right.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda, and you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.